Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all of the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. We're also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please go check them out today. And while you're already on Facebook, hey, head on over to the We Are Marvel pod page and give us a like and follow, too. And if you don't like Facebook, because those guys are nerds, we're also on Instagram and post pretty much the same things. We are your hosts. My name is Justin, who happens to be gorgeous.
My name is Jeremy.
And we are Marvel. Welcome to the Shizzo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, thanks for... Please stick around.
And longer.
We just keep adding and adding. And that's the half hour mark. And
the show is good. Next.
Well, we appreciate you guys sticking through the intro and hopefully the rest of the show.
Exactly.
We do appreciate it.
For those that don't bother reading and are just so excited to listen to what's next coming out of our mouth holes, we're talking Loki season 2.
Yes.
Finally. We gave you an extra week, so guess what? The non-spoilers is, it was great. Go watch it.
Yes.
And the other thing is, it's too fucking long to do non-spoilers for 6 episodes and then spoilers for 6 episodes. I might get burnt out after 2. So, but it was great. Was fantastic. Yeah. If you like season 1, guess what? There's 2 of them now, and it's just as good.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, it was billed as a season 1 and 2 package.
Oh, really?
Like, okay. It was planned out as 2 seasons. So this, from the sounds of it, is it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been hearing, too. And with Tom Hiddleston's interviews, I mean, be like, you know, it's been a fun... And nice end to 14 years, so it sounds like he's done.
I don't even think that's true.
No?
I think this story is done.
Okay.
But, and a little, you know, non-spoilery here, given how this ended,
right?
I think he has to come back.
That's fair.
At least once.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, in what capacity is hard to say, but I think they're either planning something else with him, or he will show up in something else later.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
And we'll probably talk a little more about that in episode 6.
If we remember, sure.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I mean, it's a big thing.
I think so. So, without further ado, let's just grab our Icarus and settle in for the long haul, talking Loki season 2. Loki season 2 picks up in the aftermath of the shocking season finale when Loki finds himself in a battle for the soul of the Time Variance Authority, along with Mobius Hunter B-15 and a team of new and returning characters. Loki navigates an ever-expanding and increasingly dangerous multiverse in search of Sylvie, Judge Renslayer, Miss Minutes, and the truth of what it means to possess free will and glorious purpose.
Nice. Kind of long, but yeah, I agree.
It took me a while to find, and that's what she said, it took me a while to find an actual synopsis for the season, but this is what Marvel officially released when they like announced season 2 was in the offing, or you know what I mean.
No, not really, never do, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they announced there was going to be a season 2 at the end of season 1.
Right.
But when it was like, okay, we've filmed it, it's happened, here's a date, get excited and mark your calendars, this is what they did.
Bingo.
Bingo. Eric Martin served as head writer with Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead as the lead directing team. It stars Tom Hiddleston, Sophia DiMartino, Wenmi Mosaku, I'm sorry about all of this, Eugene Cordero, Raphael Casal, Kate Dickey, Liz Carr, Neil Elise, Ki Hu Kwan, who's just popping up all over the place nowadays, Owen Wilson, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Tara Strong, Richard Dixon, and Jonathan Majors. It released from October 5th, 2023 to November 9th, 2023.
Right on.
Yes. So.
Yes.
All of that having been said.
And well said.
Thank you. I try my best sometimes. Jeremy, what were your overall thoughts of Loki season 2?
Oh boy. Okay. Here's some not well said things coming at you. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Well done. Next.
Yes. Please take over. No. Again, with a non-spoiler thing,
we're doing spoilers. Who cares?
It's fine. Okay.
Yeah. If you haven't watched it, watch it. I gave you an extra week. Watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Because we do have some listeners that will just listen without watching the thing we're talking about.
And you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I hope this gives you a chuckle in your car. Yeah. You know who you are.
Truck. Yeah, even more specific.
Mm.
Okay, so overall thoughts. I really did enjoy the season. You know, you never know with after really enjoying a first season, you never know how season 2 is going to turn out. I think they did a great job. I don't think it quite, well, I know it didn't go where I thought it was going to go. Neither did season 1.
Sure.
I'm perfectly happy with where it went. I'm interested in the future still. I know it did close quite a bit of chapters with what Loki is. Finally, he's where he feels he's meant to be,
mm-hmm.
his glorious purpose. But, you know, we still got questions on Jonathan Majors and what he's doing. And there's, yeah, different questions. What's the TVA really going to do now? Another plan is to get rid of all of the He Who Remains variants. Is that just happening in the background? We're never going to know again. I don't know.
Or are we?
Yeah, or are we? I don't know. But I really enjoyed it. It was good. Every episode left me angry because I wanted more, which is great.
True.
It was a lot of mysteries, a lot of how are they going to get out of this. And so it was really fun seeing how they do it.
Hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of questions that didn't get answered because kind of on the rewatch, I was like, I think it's the first episode, the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
And it's like perfect timing for Loki to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who the hell is calling? Like, was this planned? And yeah. We find out later, I mean, it wasn't planned, but it was Obi just trying to get a hold of
Juan Kenobi. Spoilers.
Yeah, you said we're in spoilers. Stop it. And again, it is still, why was he calling that phone in particular? But it works because he might have known where Loki was.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that part, but it doesn't really matter.
They might have seen, hey, elevator stopped on whatever floor.
Yeah.
You know, him and Sylvie were together at one point. He called that floor right by the elevator. Could have been that. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Because it's also just fun.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I will say, just put this out there, I did not enjoy Sylvie as much in this season as I did in the first one.
She was kind of annoying.
Yes.
And she didn't have much glorious purpose. And we'll get to that in 6. But yeah, there was a lot of this that, for her anyway, it was like, you don't need to be here.
Right.
Except to be in the way.
Yeah. You're just making this harder for them.
Which, yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah, and it's like, this is all your fault, and now you're just making it harder. We're trying to fix this.
Yeah.
I know you felt like you were doing the right thing.
You're clearly not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough because, I mean, that's kind of what a Loki does, though. They set fire and they go, okay, I got my happiness. You deal with what's left.
That is fair.
So it is part of that Loki trope of just, and it wasn't until what she wanted also started to go away that she went, okay, fine.
Right.
Like, so, I don't know. We'll get there.
All right. Well, what are your overall thoughts?
I really liked it. It was pretty solid. I mean, season 1 seemed like a really high bar to reach because I think still, even given this, it is probably the best thing Marvel has done on Disney Plus. And I mean, it was just solid. And whether season 1 and 2 were collectively planned at once or not,
mm-hmm.
you can tell that they at least thought about it.
Right.
And the way this ends, I didn't see coming, which was great.
Yeah.
I mean, by episode 5, I was like, what? So we basically just erased the last 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's time travel. That's what you do in a time travel story. But it's like, we have 1 left.
Mm-hmm.
What now? And then they did it, and it was like, huh.
Yeah. And okay. even as the episode's going, it's like, how are you fixing this?
Yeah, you're clearly not. Yeah. And that's the point.
Right.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
The way that it all wrapped up and basically circled back around to basically mean that this season doesn't matter, but it does.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's kind of brilliant in its way, because it's like, yeah, season two doesn't matter except for what he learns in season two, which informs what happens next.
Right.
It's, okay. I mean, kind of quintessential perfect time travel storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, you circle all the way back to the beginning to learn the lesson to move forward.
Right. Fantastic. In the right way, yes.
Yeah. I almost, like, obviously we need to know what happens with the TVA and Loki mm-hmm. after this.
Right.
But I'm okay if there's not a season three.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a TVA show.
That'd be interesting.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
But, like, and we know the TVA, well, it's highly rumored the TVA will appear in Deadpool 3.
Okay. Who isn't? Well, we have cameos in it. Come on, Justin.
God, I wish.
That'd be amazing. I'll just doing stupid something like this. And he just breaks through the wall. I don't care. Cut my head off.
Yeah, please.
Literally.
I'd be remembered more if Deadpool cut my head off. Like, otherwise, I'm just, it's gone. But, I mean, given even where Loki sits at the end of this episode, this season, like, they have to touch on it. I don't care what happens next with Majors or somebody else or whatever. We'll get there towards the end. But, like, you have to show him in his position, I think.
Well, I guess, why do you think that? 'Cause
he's essentially the guardian of the multiverse.
Right.
I mean, he's on a higher level than even the Watcher.
Right.
Like, you have to at some point get there to either protect him or he... I mean, there's rumors that he's going to start his own multiversal team, which, you know, it's the internet, so everything's been thrown at the wall.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like... And if nothing else, it'd just be amazing to see, you know, Lord of Stories Loki meeting a Thor who's been through so much since... That'd be just, like, how could you not have them meet one last time?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah. But I also do kind of appreciate that this Loki was so selfless that he's just doing this and he doesn't need any recognition and he seemed happy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I would also be okay with that just being how he fades away.
Yeah. I just think that given the fact that this all hinges on protecting the multiverse... Mm. Or ruling over the multiverse, he's either going to have to be taken out by whoever's trying to take over.
Right.
Or he's going to have to be protected by whoever's trying to.
Okay. That's fair.
Rule.
Yeah.
I would think. But I could be wrong. And they could just be like, yeah, it exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
We don't know how it works. It just is there.
Yeah, it's there. There's a tree. And it's all like... You know, I was watching... I got into a multiverse kick, though, the other day.
Yeah.
And so I watched Spider-Verse 2, and the way that Miguel shows the multiverse, it's a tree.
It's beautiful.
Which came out before this.
Yeah.
So.
It's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's just so head-scratchy. Like, the things, I would guarantee that wasn't planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the way Sony just kind of picks and chooses what is relevant is in any given day.
That's fair.
Granted, the Spider-Verse movies are considerably better than everything else Sony puts out.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, would love to think that it's true.
Yeah, it could have. Feige may have seen, you know, like you're doing multiverse. Okay, well.
It's a tree.
Just make it a tree, okay? Yeah. I'm going to give you.
Yeah. Just make it look like a tree.
Yeah.
And then seconds later, they show the web of Spider-Verse shit. Have you seen the second one?
I haven't yet.
Oh, it's so fun. You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
Remind me after the show. I think it's right over there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
Let's get into the nitty and the gritty.
Oh, both of them.
Yes. So episode one was called Ouroboros. Loki finds himself lost to time and torn quite literally between past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. So I've got kind of a basic plot rundown that Wikipedia had. We don't have to go shot for shot here.
Let's do it, Justin. List it off shot for shot, please.
Okay. So in the past, the TVA attempts to apprehend Loki while he is uncontrollably warping across time in their headquarters. In the present, Loki reunites with Mobius, M. Mobius, and warns him of the threat posed by many variants of He Who Remains, the TVA's creator. Concurrently, TVA General Dox,
okay, we get it.
Who I found very irritating, has several TVA hunters arm themselves to find Sylvie for no particular reason. Who caused the sacred timeline to branch off after killing He Who Remains. It's, yeah, Sylvie was very not important to this season. Other than she was irritating.
Yeah.
And had to be a wrench to throw into the mix of things.
Yes, she was almost important because she stuck herself in the way.
Yeah. Which, again, she's a Loki.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not something I really even thought of until just now.
Okay.
But that is kind of the thing. Like, they light the fire and then watch it burn from the outside. As long as they're okay,
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I'll deal with it when it becomes a nuisance for me.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole, what are you going to do when they start showing up? Then I'll kill them.
Yeah.
But until then, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is irritating. My wife was irritated by her, too. And it's just like, yeah, I get it, but that's just what it is. So I just kind of shoved it off. But in hindsight, it's like Loki is the kind of character to burn the bridge and then go, oh shit, how do I get across?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's very good.
At the end of season one, you know, Loki was like, don't kill him. Like, I think he's telling the truth. This is bad. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And she went, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
And then what got me was I assumed she was taking his place in as the arbiter of the multiverse.
I think that was the point, is kill me and take the place.
Yeah.
But Loki, or but Sylvie was more like,
I'll kill you.
I'll just kill you and
to McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm just going to let
which is
let
what it. I would do, because I love McDonald's.
Perfect. But I think her plan was just kill him and just let everything play out.
Yeah.
That's how she thought free will is going to work. Was, oh, well, I won't make the decisions. They can make their own.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
not quite.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, I mean, we can just jump around and do whatever. But I do like that by the end of this, it was still that he was trying to create the sacred timeline.
Mm-hmm.
That was a twist that I really didn't see coming of like, oh no, it's not. I mean, it is overloading.
Right.
But it's overloading on purpose.
It seems like, yeah, the failsafe was to overload on purpose.
Yeah. Like, they kept trying to stop it.
Right.
And failing miraculously, which was a funny, you know, segment.
Yeah.
But the whole point was, it's going to overload and then reset and just do the sacred timeline again and be fine. Because it would have wiped out the TVA, started a new TVA that didn't even know that happened.
Right.
And kept shit going.
Very Matrix-y feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will always be the one.
Yeah.
Sometimes the one fails. Other times he tests video games for some reason. And Neil Patrick Harris is great in a bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so excited for that movie. And
right?
Then we got
pointless.
What we got. And
what I kept saying to people was, it's great if there's two more that make this make sense.
That's fair.
Otherwise, pointless.
Yeah.
Anyhow. I wasn't huge on the side thing with the TVA. And what's his face? I don't remember his name. Brad. I mean, it was kind of cool in episode 2, I think it is, when they show he's like a connection to some random ass Marvel character. And when they kind of all screw over the rest of the TVA and they all get squished in the box, that was metal as shit.
Yeah, that was wild.
we'll get there. But otherwise, I was just like, you're just a nuisance.
Yeah, he was. I don't completely understand that whole, not timeline, but like arc, I guess, of the show. Yeah, I didn't really understand it either.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he goes off to have his free will.
Yeah.
Which also doesn't make a lot of sense now I think about it, because wasn't he working with the TVA to re-control the sacred timeline?
I think so. So then I think he was on the sacred timeline. So he left to go be some movie star. I think he was kind of having those feelings. Because I want to say, isn't he the one that looked at the jet ski magazine and was pointing it out to Mobius? Mm-hmm. I think that started like clicking in his mind, like maybe TVA isn't for me.
Well, and he's also an opportunist. He's someone who's just like, well, this is the way the tide is shifting, and I can get mine. And these people are the ones that have their shit going right now. So I'll side with the TVA renegades that are trying to reprune everything.
Yeah.
And then when that starts to go cattywampus, when Sylvie and Loki attack their and bomb their bombing stations, which had a very season one feel.
Yeah.
When, like, the multiverse is being destroyed on all of these timelines, and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. With the exact same amount of zero consequence or purpose. But whatever. It was cooler looking this time, I guess.
It was cool looking.
You got an awesome fight scene in there, which was fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then he was like, oh, here's a timeline where I'm a celebrity. That's good enough.
I think he went left to the celebrity one before the bombing thing.
I don't remember. I'll take the notes.
Well, he did because that's what he wanted to get out of Sylvie's timeline so bad, because he knew that they were all getting pruned.
Right.
So they came back because he finally said what's going to happen, and so that's when they went and found her.
Right.
So I think he just left the whole bombing thing because he knew all these timelines were going to get pruned. I'm going to go have fun while I can on the sacred timeline, because they're not pruning that.
Yeah.
And I just want to be left alone and just be a movie star. Because that sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do that. Yeah. That's what I'm doing after this show.
Oh, sweet.
You can't come.
Oh. Makes sense, though.
Yeah. Let's see.
But the time slipping was super interesting. And
yeah, it was.
I know it had to happen because it's very essential for the whole season, but where did this kind of come from?
Time slipping?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
It
seems like it's a power he's had. Like, he just couldn't control it, and then he could control it?
Well, I think the problem, because he didn't show any signs of this in season one.
Yeah.
I would imagine it has something to do with the fact that he was, I mean, because he's originally from that 2012 timeline where the Avengers went back to get the stone and was ripped out of there because he got away with the Tesseract and fucked off to wherever he ended up going. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sand. And, you know, so he was already outside of time, but then he went to the Nexus of Time, the center outside of time, where he remains was, and then Sylvie essentially kicked him through a door that was either an alternate timeline or the same timeline, but in the past?
I think it was the same timeline in the past.
Okay.
We didn't know that in season one, obviously.
Right.
But I think yes, it was in the past.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it gets very tricky because, I mean, and actually it would have to almost be a different timeline because in that, it was like the initial run of the TVA timeline because He Who Remains was the statue.
Right.
He was all over the place in that complex. His face was everywhere, literally.
Yeah.
And then that was wiped away by the Timekeeper, or, you know, for the Timekeepers for the new version.
Yeah.
So, like, this was the original TVA that eventually got wiped out for the next version of the TVA.
Right.
For whatever reason. I don't think we ever really...
No, we don't know, but we assume it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's... We later show He Who Remains kicking Ravonna out and saying, okay, go with them, and herd them all together. And then he tells Miss Minutes, okay, wipe them all and start
that's
over.
That's right, yeah. So maybe it was just the wiping out. I don't know.
It's hard to say. It's never truly, like most things, not truly explained, but it's good enough, so it's fine.
As you were going through the events, maybe, let's try, maybe we can work this out here. Okay. So he got kicked back in time.
Right.
And his whole power, what it is, he wants to be with the people he knows. He wants to be with his friends.
Uh-huh.
It is very sweet. So maybe he's never not been able to just go find them because he's been in the same timeline. But now he's not in the same timeline. So maybe that's why he's getting ripped through time because he's trying to get back to them in their timeline. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of. I think I'm getting on to something.
And it's slightly unstable because, I mean, she kicked him into the past where they hadn't met him yet.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get back to them.
Where they know him.
Right. And so he's slipping there.
Yeah.
But he can't control it. So he's... And I think what triggers the power is being kicked into this alternate timeline. Or this past timeline.
Yeah.
And given that he's already outside... And I think Ouroboros kind of explains it in a way when they, you know, meet him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. Yeah, so he's kicked into the past. He's trying to get to the present.
Right.
Even though the TVA is outside of time, it's not.
Right.
And, yeah, he can't control it enough to stay there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that makes enough sense as any.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll take it.
That's
why you tune in, everyone, for this nonsense.
I hope so. We meet Ouroboros, who was super funny. I haven't seen any of the other stuff that he's been in as of late.
Okay.
But, I mean...
He was great in this.
He's short round. Like, he's fantastic. Yeah. And what's his face from the Goonies? Like...
Yeah. Right? No, not Radio. Is it right?
I don't know. That's why I said... I haven't watched Goonies in so long.
So I obviously have watched this, and then I watched the... was it Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Mm-hmm.
He was good in that.
Yeah. I would hope so. It won a bunch of awards.
Yeah, I think he even won an award, too. Yeah, he was good in it, but I really enjoyed him in this.
Yeah, he was so fun.
Yeah, he was great. I loved his character, his like mannerisms, just the way he was so literal about some things, and but not like super literal, you know? Like,
and he was kind of flippant and funny intentionally, but other times it was like, no, this is what it is, though.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Being so worried about things not being to scale, only one coat of paint, it's like, nobody cares, dude, it looks great.
Yeah.
And just different stuff like that. He was fantastic. Yeah. I enjoyed him.
Let's see here. I keep losing my place. If you want to take over at any point, feel free. So they deduce that Loki's time slipping, a phenomenon possibly caused by branching timelines, dangerously overloading the temporal loom.
Mm-hmm.
To save Loki, Ouroboros instructs Mobius to approach the temporal loom with the temporal aura extractor, obviously, which extracts Loki from the time stream as Loki prunes himself, which I didn't quite understand what that meant or how that worked, but it works.
Which part? I think I get it. All of it.
Well, I mean, I get he cutting himself off from the time stream keeps him where he is, so he's not constantly being ripped back to other places he could or should be.
Right.
So I get that. Okay. What I didn't quite get was going... Oh, I guess that is what that was, because he was going back to the past TVA where he kept being sucked to, and that got pruned by himself from the future so that he could then stop time slipping.
I think he got pruned... Almost, I think. I think he got pruned in the future by his future self.
Yeah.
So that he would stop time slipping. Yes.
That's what I said.
I think you said by he went to the past and got pruned by his future self. I think you
Which is also true.
Kind of. But he got to the future. Yeah, he went to the future because it's a future thing from where we are in, as far as watching this show.
Yes. I was happy in 5 or whatever when they circled back
and
answered all of...
Yeah.
Maybe it was 4 when they circled back and answered all of the episode 1 questions. I was like, okay.
Yeah. It was
Thank you for tying up the bow. I appreciate it.
And before we get past episode 1 here, because I really liked how Loki went to the past talk to Ouroboros, explain what's going on. Mm-hmm. And current Ouroboros was like, no, I've never seen that. But wait, there was this one time because it's happening like now, but it's I just loved it. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
But it works more or less. And then at the end, we see Sylvie in Oklahoma, Bronxton, Oklahoma, in 1982, visiting a McDonald's, because that's pretty much what I would do too.
A branched one.
Right.
I tried to pay attention more on the second viewing on what's sacred timeline and what's branched timeline. Most of it is branched.
Right.
But
because that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 2, Breaking Brad, with the TVA on the verge of a temporal meltdown. Loki and Mobius will stop at nothing.
Not a thing.
Or at least not this thing to find Sylvie because of the reasons you have to find Sylvie.
Yeah, why did they think they needed to find Sylvie at this point?
Well, because when Loki went back to the TVA past future, you saw Sylvie in the elevator, and he was like, oh, well, she has to be involved somehow.
Right.
And
which is fair. If you saw her and you were in the future.
Especially her.
Yeah.
Of all people, her. Like, oh, okay. It's fucking you again. Great.
I think for him it was more of a, okay, maybe you fixed things and you know how to fix this because you fucked it up.
False.
Yeah.
All kinds of false.
No, she will just make things worse.
Yeah, so.
This would have been easier if they never went back to find her.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't have looked.
Uh-huh.
And just been out of the way.
Huh. Yep. Classic time travel.
Yeah. And classic Loki to get in his own way.
He did that, too. At least he didn't fall in love with himself this time.
Well.
I mean, in his way.
In a different way, yeah.
Yeah. So we see Hunter X, which is Brad, in London in 1977 on the Sacred Timeline, where he lives as film actor Brad Wolf, which was a character from the books. I don't. Know anything about, and the character that he plays in his infamous movie, whose name I thought would be on here but isn't, is also a random ass Marvel character as well.
Nice. Okay.
Which is kind of cool. It's one of those like name drop things where it's like, this is never going to be in anything of any relevance.
Right.
So here it is. Yeah. Enjoy. Bunch of fucking nerds.
You happy now, nerds?
No. Shocking.
Yeah. Real quick, because I remember his name is Hunter X. X5 to his official given name. Where did they come up with the names? And why are they different than the ones, like their real names? Like Casey's name is not actually Casey. Mobius isn't Mobius. I don't know if you. I just want to put it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's tough because, I mean, Mobius is a character from the books. Casey, as far as I know, isn't. But the character that he was in the Branch timeline is a real person.
Right.
That escape from Alcatraz. Yeah. There were three of them
that
escaped. And one of them was never heard from again at all.
Which is so wild.
Yeah, and obviously he was part of the TVA, which was my guess when I watched Unsolved from BuzzFeed.
Maybe they give him these random names just so that if they ever go looking for themselves, they'll never find themselves.
Could be. Yeah. I mean,
Even though it seems like they can't easily find themselves.
No. I mean, it's he who remains flipping through a phone book and going, that, I guess. Casey, that's fine. Yeah. You look like a Casey, I bet. A lot of the others are just numbers, like X5.
Yeah,
B-15. B-15.
Yeah.
Like, named after a plane. Like, I don't know. There were so many people at the TVA, he was like, V-8. Yeah,
yeah, great. Maybe.
Let's do your A-T and T, yes. Just looking around at stores at the mall. You look like a Dunkin' Donut to me.
They probably would not have a clue. Yeah. All they have is pie for dessert.
I went to the mall the other day.
God, okay, that Grandpa. Was
it was sad.
It is pretty sad.
Real sad.
Yeah.
There was a Sears. Sears is open again.
I heard they were opening for the holidays. It's like, why?
right? You're
shut down. What? Like, if you can buy stuff from you and can't return it? Or, like,
right?
Like, oh, that's a warranty. No, we're closed again.
Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe you'll catch us next Christmas.
Probably not, though. Anywho, so when we get Sylvie's location, she's at McDonald's.
Always there.
Or
the record store.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ouroboros attempts to repair the loom and to safely accommodate the branching timelines, but discovers he cannot access it without help from Missing Miss Minutes.
Or he who remains.
Sazora.
Aura.
Mm-hmm.
Sazora.
Because it's what's he who remains.
Zizora.
Zizora.
I'm with you now. That you're giving him some nickname of Sazora.
Yes.
What? Did I didn't see that in the episode. Sazora.
You should have watched it a third time. Yeah, it's fun. I didn't mind episode two. Like, it did what it needed to do. It brought Sylvie back for the reasons that Sylvie needed to be in the show again.
Yeah. Honestly, if she wasn't back, we would probably all be wondering, where is she?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with her coming back, and I don't have a problem in hindsight with her role in the show. Because, I mean, the whole point of this season is to test Loki and put him in a mind frame from He Who Remains' point of view to want to take his place. Mm. Like, Sylvie is not important, except to manipulate Loki into doing what he wants him to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
The downside of that is he was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, in a way.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking through all of the stuff because it's just kind of a tee-up episode. And again, it's, the sacred timeline's been bombed by Sylvie, who's holed up in this, Kmart or whatever the fuck she was in season one and drops all these time bombs for no reason at all. That all these things are exploding, but it doesn't matter because the next episode is not mentioned at all.
That's true.
And the timelines are just fine. I think it was as a distraction.
Okay, yeah.
For her to eventually then get access to the TVA.
Okay.
But it's set up at the end of like, oh my god, the timeline's being bombed and we can't control it.
Right.
And all these branches are growing and we can't control it. It's fine. We got it handled. And you just didn't see it on screen there, but we got this. It's more or less our job. And we just, we got like a couple more agents out and we're fine.
Yeah, we just called a couple guys in for some OT. No big deal.
They weren't happy about it, but they get that OT. And this, it was this exact same, like, the hunters, and they were bombing all of the branches.
Yeah.
And then they grew back.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. And, yeah. But, it's, I don't know. Well, it's tough, because, I mean, that's essentially what He Who Remains wanted.
Right. This is all planned, yes.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense that it didn't matter because it leads him to keep going on what he wanted him to do, right? Like if the bombing of the timelines worked and that's what he wanted all along, He Who Remains wanted all along, he would just have that happen.
Yeah.
And you'd get the sacred timeline again and you're fine. But what he wanted was for Loki to rule the sacred timeline and see that that was the best course of action.
Right.
So having that fail and then having the loom fail was supposed to eventually lead him to go, oh, the multiverse is destined to not be able to function on its own.
Mm-hmm.
The only course of action is the sacred timeline.
Right. To take over it. Yeah. Yeah. That was his idea, yes.
Which, I mean, it's brilliant if you think about it, because, I mean, that kind of solves the Sylvie problem. Sylvie is all about, free will, brah, and all the multiverse and shit, dude. Yeah. And just let it fly, man. And
she's nonstop about that, too.
I know.
He's like, yeah, but everyone's just going to die if you dude, like, that's not how this works. Like, then hey, they tried. They're fighting to try.
Yeah, they got the free will, bro. Rock on. Like,
but they don't classic. Have to die.
Yeah, but they will, bro. It's all right. The TVA sucks.
Free will man. Dying, man. It's honestly, the best.
Having it be he who remains his plan all along makes all of that so much better.
Yeah.
Because in a way, she's not a real character.
She's a pawn, yes.
Yeah, she's just a squawking voice going, yeah, but do this.
Right.
Yeah, just let the multiverse, you know, fly for. And actually, it does. It makes perfect sense. Because
it's all clicking for him, everyone. It is,
because I mean, the fear, he's trying to instill that fear. Okay. Of if you let the multiverse go free, it will die. It will. It can't control itself. It can't sustain. It will collapse in on itself, and everything will go away.
Right.
If you let this happen.
Right.
So you can't let that happen. You have to fix the loom, and let that, you know, be able to contain the multiverse and its ever spreading branches. But you can't. It's too wild.
Yeah.
Can't be controlled.
Yeah, it's an infinite number. It can't control infinitely. Yeah.
So that's not going to work either. What will work is the sacred timeline.
Right.
And we've seen it happen. So just do that.
Right.
And it will work fine.
And I'm dead, Loki.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So who's going to take over, Loki? Sylvie won't.
Yeah. Obviously. Mm-hmm. So you have to.
Right.
Like, it is kind of brilliant. I'm liking this season more and more the more we talk about it.
Perfect. We hope you guys are too.
Yeah. Episode 3, 1893. This was the episode that was teased in Quantumania. They've tracked down Renslayer. We're going back to 1893, the World's Fair.
Was it teased?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Long slime? You watching Ghostbusters? Well, you should have watched Quantumania instead.
Wrong movie? Are you kidding me? This whole time? We did a whole review on it.
Bill Murray was there. Same. Oh, he was there.
He was there. Yes. Yeah. That was a happy accident there.
Very accident. But
anyways.
Not planned at all.
You're going to have to remind me on how this was teased.
So when he's on stage showing his machine, Victor, and Loki and Owen Wilson are in the audience, and Mobius is like, you know, this is, you know, he's supposed to be this very scary guy, and he's the end of all things. And Loki's like, yeah, he fucking sucks. Like, that's, it's different wording, obviously. Yeah, I think he says really worse. Fucking sucks. But that exchange is one of the stingers in Quantumania.
Oh, okay, yes, you're right. I do remember that now.
I know.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
It's after the Council of Kings one.
Yeah. But if you would have said the after credits, that probably would have helped.
I don't think that's true.
What? I'm sitting here thinking during the movie, like, what the hell did they go to 1893?
Nobody goes in 1893 up in
there. Is there a flashback
there in the quantum realm there? Heck yeah.
Before I forget.
Yeah.
His invention that he's most proud of, this little thing where the top flips open. Uh-huh. That's his time travel capsule from Quantumania, right?
That's what someone said to me.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw it on Reddit or something.
And I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
But they don't really say that. Like, it looks similar.
Yes. And why else would it be his most precious invention?
Because it's the loom.
Is that the loom? Because I know he had the loom up on the stage.
But that part. Well, I mean, that's what they use, in theory, to fix the loom. And if fixing the loom is actually creating a device that prunes all the branches into the sacred timeline, then yes, that is his most sacred thing, because that's what keeps his variants from coming back. So I don't necessarily, like, it's a circle that opens, just like his chair. Okay. A lot of things are like, I saw that too. It's like, oh, it's like the time chair, but is it though? Because the time chair allows him to travel throughout the multiverse at any point in space and time. I don't. I mean, they could be.
It could be.
They could be relative technology.
Yes.
I mean, the same thing that allows him to clip all the branches also allows him to navigate those branches.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes just as much sense because he has to pick which parts he wants.
Right.
To weave into.
Which path he'll take, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe. It's a little small. It's a time chair for ants.
Well, Quantumania.
Oh.
Except there's no ants in the quantum realm until there are.
Yes, there are. That's right.
Eventually. What are ants? It's a great, like, I get why people don't like it, but it's such a fun, cool movie.
It's very fun, yeah.
And if you like Rick and Morty, you should like Quantumania. Like, it's that kind of wackiness through a Marvel lens, because the writer wrote for Rick and Morty. Like, yeah, it's not great, but it's
actually less out there than Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty's pretty out there.
Yeah. Great show, though. This season's been awesome. So we see that Ravonna went back in time to mm-hmm. give Victor Timely the TVA handbook that allowed him to create the inventions that would eventually create the TVA.
Right.
And then we get to the World's Fair, and there's this big chase where these old school 1800s gangsters want Victor because he swindled them. Mm-hmm. Sylvie wants him because it's a variant of He Who Remains, and I gotta kill him.
Got to.
Because of the reasons she does stuff.
She said she would, so she's got to.
Boom. That's all the motivation I need. And obviously Loki and Mobius are trying to save him because they need his aura to hopefully put an end to this loom overload.
Yeah.
Spoilers, doesn't work.
And I was slightly annoyed in this episode because Miss Minutes and Renslayer wanted to get him back to the TVA.
Oh, yeah, and them too.
Loki and Mobius wanted to get him back to the TVA.
Yeah.
It's like, you both want the same thing. How about you both agree to just get him there? Then you can fight there.
Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, I get trying to swindle him to be on their side.
Right.
But it's also a matter of who gets there first. Because, I mean, if it's outside of time, so if Renslayer and Miss Minutes got to the TVA with him before Mobius and Loki, they could shut them out, I think, and keep them from screwing them over, and Sylvie.
Yeah.
They could just prune them, I would assume, and they wouldn't be a problem anymore.
Okay, that's fair. So maybe that's what they wanted, and Mobius and Loki
just want him back to the TVA
to fix it. Because Renslayer and Miss Minutes didn't know that was going on.
Well, and they also don't care either. I mean, they want the sacred timeline.
Do they know that they'd get it if they just let the TVA continue
implode
on?
Implode on itself?
Yeah.
I would assume no.
Yeah. So they had to have not known that there was that much shit going on. Mm-hmm.
That almost makes me wonder, like, I feel like Miss Minutes, who took a really weird turn in this season.
Yes.
I love Tara Strong, but that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have just been like, let them take him. They'll see what happens. Let them take him.
Right.
It's going to be fine.
Right.
But it was really weird. I mean, it's because they essentially show Miss Minutes was created by He Who Remains to play chess with him, so he had something to preoccupy his time with.
Yeah.
And eventually gave it more and more sentience and power to the point where it fell in love with him.
Yeah, which is weird.
And became overly, like, HAL 2000 obsessed with him.
Yeah, and was upset with him for never making her a body or something physical.
So that they could, you know, have other things to do with their time than play chess, which is fair.
Yeah.
Chess is kind of boring. I've never played it, but, throughout time, at least get us a TV, you know? That's the first two letters of your organization.
It is.
Slice off that A and put on, you know, something cool. The Avengers movies, they're great.
Yeah, she did take a weird turn, though. And I guess since we're on the Miss Minutes thing, we'll just wrap her up with, I feel like, what's left of her doing. Is towards the end of when she's getting rebooted, like, one of the last things that she says, she turns, like, evil and, like, like withered, it looks like. And she, I don't remember exactly what she says, but something along the lines of like, I hope you die, or I hate you, or something like that. It just, it was another just very odd thing. It was almost like it was another Miss Minutes that was stuck inside of this Miss Minutes. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, and then they also have a very HAL 2000 thing where it starts to slowly revert back to what it was in the beginning.
That's right, yeah. It's like the very, very, like, word 2000 lettering or something. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. I think I do. Yeah, but it was very cool.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a weird take, and I think the love thing wasn't necessary.
Yeah, nothing came out of that.
Yeah, I like how twisted she became.
That was interesting.
But it also kind of threw a wrench into, like, so why do you want Renslayer so badly? Because she has the form, I guess, to do things, but you have control over all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you picked it apart a lot, which I know is what we do, but we have, three more episodes to go. Yeah, I don't think it quite holds up, but it was fun to watch. Episode 4 is Heart of the TVA. So the TVA's loom nears catastrophic failure, but Loki, Mobius, and Sylvie have a He Who Remains variant.
Yeah.
So, and this was interesting. So Miss Minutes reveals that in the past, Renslayer commanded He Who Remains as his army. He proposed to lead the TVA with Renslayer, then had Miss Minutes erase the memories of Renslayer and other TVA employees, which is what we talked about earlier, which is pretty cold and awesome.
Yeah.
And Miss Minutes was using this. Again, it doesn't make a lot of sense to be like, so we should do this.
Right.
And it's tough because it's like, she was the one, Miss Minutes was the one who instructed Renslayer to give Victor the book in the first place.
Because that's what He Who Remains told Miss Minutes to do.
Right. Okay. If they hadn't done that, the TVA wouldn't exist.
You would assume so, yeah.
So they couldn't create the TVA. They needed Victor and He Who Remains, whatever, to create the TVA. Then they want to wipe him off the board to control it themselves.
I guess.
I think.
Yeah. I don't know why else.
But it just throws the love thing into a weird...
Yeah, it's like, well, I thought you loved this guy, though.
Well, and then he kind of, like, shoves her off, he kicks Renslayer off the boat.
All because she mentioned the word partner.
Yeah. And Miss Minutes, basically the same thing. They're in that attic thing that looked like it came out of The Prestige.
Yeah. What the mannequins? Yeah, good call.
And, she wanted... The only thing I don't quite get is, like, why Miss Minutes needed Renslayer in the first place.
Aside from physically picking up a book...
Yeah.
Dropping it through a window?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, is fair.
Yeah. If you can't physically pick up the book, you need someone to do that.
Yeah. And it sets the whole thing in motion, but I feel like that could have been... And Renslayer was primed to be that, manipulated in that way.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not great, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, as Temporal Loom reaches catastrophic failure, Loki and his allies attempt to use Timely and Ouroboros' throughput multiplier to fix it. Ouroboros reveals that the source of his knowledge is Timely himself in an ontological paradox? That's a big word, I don't know. Basically...
What came first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victor created the TVA, which... Then Ouroboros studied, but Victor's coming to the TVA before he's created it, meeting Ouroboros, who learned everything from Victor. But Victor also learned everything from Ouroboros in his book.
Yes, which Ouroboros learned from Victor because
it was also
he started the TVA. Yes, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't work, I don't think.
I mean, it's classic time travel.
Yeah.
I mean, this happened because this also happened, which caused this to happen.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, this,
there's a wacky ass way that it makes sense and doesn't make sense at the same time. It's very chicken and egg.
Yes, it is. But I think they've solved that one.
Yeah, evolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Evolution came first.
Correct.
So Rensselaer and Miss Minutes attempt to take over the TVA, which was super metal. When Miss Minutes, who is just creepy in all Get Out, just squeezes the agents to death in the box.
When she, and the face she's making is just so creepy. I know it's an animated face, but it's creepy.
Super creepy.
I have no idea what's going on, what's happening to them. Mm. I only assume they're all getting physically smashed together and dying.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else would be happening. Yeah. And it's like, you're too excited about that.
Well, it's fun. So Tara Strong is the voice of Harley Quinn, but she's also the voice of Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. So imagining Bubbles with a sadistic grin smashing the shit out of people is just...
It's worse, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so cool. Horror people are weird. It's just...
Sorry. You are weird.
Yeah, and so they all get smashed.
Mm-hmm.
They kidnap Timely for about 5 seconds, but it doesn't matter. And I'm trying to remember what all this... Yeah, this is essentially when the loom explodes in on itself.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big kerfuffle, but they finally get Victor. Rensselaer is pruned in this one, I believe.
I think she is.
Yeah, and Miss Minutes...
Is she? She have to be.
While staging a rescue, Sylvie and Loki encounter his time-slipping past self. Loki prunes his past self. Ouroboros deactivates Miss Minutes when she has her HAL 2000 moment. Mm-hmm. And the TVA's magic suppressing devices. This enables Sylvie to enchant Wolf, controlling him to prune Rensselaer. So that was the end of four. And then they huddle into that room, stick his head in the thing. It doesn't work, and it explodes anyway, and you get that very... And it was very much like in season one when Loki is pruned at the end of the episode of four, and you don't know what happened to him, and then he wakes up in the mid-credits surrounded by other Lokis.
Right.
Except this didn't have a mid-credits scene. But it's very much like...
Any mid-credits scenes, right?
The first one... did with the McDonald's. Okay. None of the others did.
I don't know if I watched it. I didn't on the second viewing.
Okay. But yeah, none of the other ones did.
Okay.
So this one ends with the explosion, big light burst in everyone's face.
Right. After Timely gets spaghetti-fied. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, okay. One thing that did annoy me in this is... It's fine that like they...
There's more than one thing.
I just meant this episode. Sorry. Or in this scene, I guess I'll go with.
He didn't actually like this show.
No, I really did. He says
that so we don't argue.
It's not perfect, though. So these are the things that weren't perfect about it. I'm fine with them letting Victor do it. Okay, fine. He volunteered. Nobody else really wanted to do it.
Well, and he knew the machine. So if something went wrong, he could, in theory, fix it on the fly.
Okay. That works. But why did no one go down and help him get ready?
Because he's a dick.
They don't know that yet. This one is not that dickish, if that's a word.
I mean, he kind of is, but...
Is he?
I mean, yeah, you would think that there would be more to him just being like, hey, fuck off down there.
Yeah, hey, you've never even seen hot cocoa machines.
Yeah.
But go put on this space
suit.
Or
has he? Because I feel like that was just like him trying to escape. Something.
I did not get that.
I wasn't really sure.
I wasn't sure what he was so excited about. I did see something on Reddit that in his timeline, cocoa was a very rare thing, and to have a machine that just dispenses it would be amazing.
That is true.
But still, he was super excited.
You know, like one of the few history facts I know is like people used to have like paintings done of themselves with pineapples because they were so rare and hard to come by. It was like a royalty thing.
Okay.
And they were ridiculously like only royalty could afford pineapples.
Like photoshopping your pictures now.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, not really. Like, I mean, the point of, like, it's like if you had, you know, the something or other diamond, the Hope Diamond, mm-hmm. and you had it, and it's like, I want a picture of me with this.
Oh, so you're saying they were getting a painting of actually holding a pineapple?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were just having a painting done, but hey, can you have me holding a pineapple in it?
No.
Like, I thought that's what they were doing.
No, it's like, it was like royal dinners and like.
Okay. So this occasion is so rare, they and wanted monumental. A painting done of it.
Yes.
Gotcha. I thought you were saying that they were like.
It was just a status thing.
I'm
so cool, I could have a pineapple. I don't have one.
Exactly.
But no, like, they had the pineapple okay. and were very proud of having the pineapple. Right.
Okay. So if you, now that you understand my. Thought process.
Dumb.
It is like Photoshop.
No.
Yes. If they didn't actually have the pineapple.
But they did have it.
But, and I now agree with you. But before I understood that and agreed with you, yeah. I was assuming they didn't have the pineapple. Therefore, like Photoshop.
But did Ouroboros write the book?
Shut up. Move on. I get it.
But the point is, like, cocoa was rare. Like, it wasn't a thing yes. that a lot Back of people had. So, yes, yeah,
he was okay. very excited.
That makes more and sense. And
in a non-dick move, he offered it to, don't remember the guy's name.
Random.
Letter man. Number person. And he offered it to him, and he was like, no. He's like, but please, it would be an honor if you took this from me. And he was so happy to have, to like give it to the guy.
Hmm. Okay.
So he wasn't a dick. Back to my original statement. I don't know why no one went down there with him. It was just kind of an annoying thing for me. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
This guy from the freaking 1800s, and you're just like, yeah, go down. Yeah. You got
Get
it.
Get in this space suit.
This is the most important mission that we have going on. Yeah. But yeah, we'll be up here.
Good luck. Yeah, that's fair. Episode 5, Science/Fiction. Loki traverses dying timelines in an attempt to find his friends, but reality is not what it seems. I like this episode. It mm-hmm. was kind of a faff, but it was just one of those, like, here's funny variants of your favorite wacky cohorts. And, you know, Mobius got to be a jet ski salesman, yes. which was hilarious yeah, and I fun in it. Its way.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping he would just be a jet ski guy, like a beacher dude that was, like, just, you know, riding the waves all the time. It kind of seemed like a step down that he was, like, selling them. But...
Yeah.
Still, it was fun. And that he had kids, but no wife, because she's probably dead or something. Yeah, who cares?
It sounds like she bailed on him, so I think what he said.
Mm.
And now I'm curious, what's that story about?
No kidding.
He's great.
Yeah. Okay. Right? A little obsessive. He's
probably too obsessed with the jet skis. I get it now.
But, I mean, I'm still married, and you've seen my office.
Yeah. So. Your wife must not have. She's never been down here.
Yeah. True. It was fun. I liked seeing the variants. Like we said, Casey being one of the Alcatraz, mm-hmm. you know, escapees and shit was fun. Him trying to get everybody together was fun. Ouroboros obviously was fun. I heard, I didn't see it, but you can see his cap from, I think, Indiana Jones
His
desk. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was the actual one that he had. Like, he kept it all these years and brought it to put it on set, and he had it hanging in the thing.
As a kid, that's a genius move to keep that.
I mean, if you were in something with Harrison Ford in an Indiana Jones movie...
Yeah, you're right. I would keep everything.
I'd keep the rock that I was able to smuggle into my pocket and be like, that rock was in the Temple of Doom. I swear to God.
It's right there.
Like the shoe from Nope. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's trippy as shit.
Okay.
Good movie.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Did you... You probably did?
Probably not.
Then I'm disappointed in you. Did you notice that Obi's... I don't know. His office, I guess we'll go with?
Was the same as his workshop?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm so curious what... Because in his workshop, it's the vacuum tubes. Mm-hmm. What was it in his office? Probably nothing. It was probably just so it looks the exact same. Because I mean, down to like the walls kind of curving in. It's watching that episode, I was thinking, is this where like the TVA is going to start? Like, I don't know how that would work in space and time and all that, but.
Well, and it's tough because like the TVA exists outside of time, but it doesn't.
Right.
Which isn't really explained. Like, it is its own timeline.
Right.
Almost. But it's also the. arbiter of the timelines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But through this, that, and the other, exploring all these wacky fun things, because mm-hmm. we've been talking a long time already and have another episode to go through that's a lot more in-depth, he gets them all together. Sylvie's kind of a dick at first, but when her record shop starts to spaghettify, that's not going to do. So she decides to help. And the whole episode, Loki is trying to control his time slipping
mm-hmm.
and can't figure out how to do it. And at the end of this, he figures it out by, focusing in on the people he cares about most and who he wants to see and be with. Mm-hmm. He can focus in on that, which eventually leads him to circle back to right before the ending of episode 4, where everything goes to shit.
Yes. There we are. The end. Yep. Good episode.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was fun. It was a fun one.
It was pointed out to me that the spaghettifying is very similar to the spaghettifying in Quantumania, which you never saw. Think of Ghostbusters, but instead of...
Who hasn't saw this?
Instead of all the things that happen in Ghostbusters, uh-huh. you watched Quantumania, and when there's all those Scots and the big one is running towards the engine and it spaghettifies.
Oh, interesting. It's okay.
Like
that.
Like it's being ripped into ribbons because it can't control where it is in the timeline, okay. I assume. Episode 6, Glorious Purpose. Loki learns the true nature of Glorious Purpose as he rectifies the past. Now, the cool thing about this and this episode in general of how everything sort of resolves itself, this episode title is the same as episode 1 from season 1.
The Phantom Menace?
Yes. It's also Glorious Purpose, The Phantom Menace.
Is it really? I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah, so season 1, episode 1 is called Glorious Purpose. Season 2, episode 6 is Glorious Purpose. Goodness. And it's a big circle. It's a freaky circle, but it's a big circle.
So you're telling me after this episode I should have went back to episode 1?
I would.
Oh, I gotta go.
Thank God it worked.
I did not rewatch that.
Yes.
No, that's cool. And it works because it's a big circle, and so it should go back. And so yeah, that's great.
We already talked about most of this. He tries to fix it again and again and again. The loom,
like for thousands of years, centuries, something like that.
Quite a while.
Yeah. I don't know how that part of it worked.
Well, I mean, it's classic time travel-y shit. Like he went back. I'm trying to think of the movie that did this. I almost want to say it was a Marvel movie, but I can't remember. But
I don't know. Went back and kept going back in time.
Yeah, and trying to fix the same thing. It was kind of like Happy Death Day, I guess, a little bit. They kept trying to fix things over and over and over again, and it was a cool episode. There's not a lot to really speak on until the end, because mm-hmm. a lot of it is him going back, learning how the machine works, and it's still not working.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what eventually gets him back to the He Who Remains part.
Right, because it starts off with going faster. And so he's pretty much telling Obi to... Or he's interrupting Obi and telling Victor what to do quicker. That doesn't work. So, not quicker, sooner, or something like that. So then he finds him in the TVA sooner. Still isn't quite the thing. And so, yeah, he's troubleshooting and trying sooner and sooner. And it must be that. He must just...
Yeah, and I think at a certain point, he went back to He Who Remains to be like, okay, how do I fix this?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing. He just keeps going back and back and back. And he eventually gets back to He Who Remains. He basically says, welcome back.
Yeah.
In case you forgot.
I did.
I wrote all of this, including season 2, is basically what he says. And essentially it's, I wanted you to get to the point where you saw what I see.
Right.
That the only means of fixing the multiverse is to destroy it and to retain the sacred timeline.
Right.
And essentially what Loki discovers is no.
That's Loki.
I am not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to let the loom explode, but instead of time rewriting itself and repruning, I'm going to activate the branches and let them live.
Right.
Which was awesome.
Even more awesome than that, he blows up the loom.
Yeah.
Like, not even just waits for it to blow up. He's like, I'm going to go out there, zero spacesuit, and blow it up. Yeah.
I love that he was walking out there and the horns started to grow and they were even bigger than they've ever been before. Yeah. And it was like this cool ancient stone helmet thing.
Yes.
Kind of like the He Who Remains temple.
I love that. And it might not be a nod to it, but it felt like it was, that it was a nod to old Loki with the whole arms out screaming thing.
Yeah.
Where he did with the dragon that eats everything.
Mushu?
No. At the end of time. Agalith?
Oh, Eliath?
Eliath.
Yeah. No G.
What?
There's no G.
Oh, no G. They said no chi.
Like, that too. There's no chi. There's no G. It's Eliath.
There's no help. Yes, but I like that. That it was. It might have been a slight nod. It is also what you would do if you're trying to blow something in with both your hands. But oh well, yeah. I enjoyed it.
And more. He got the cape back, and he looked like classic Loki with a twist.
Yeah,
which was awesome. And essentially, he reforms the timeline, fixes it to look like Yggdrasil,
right?
The World Tree.
Yes,
which was fantastic.
It was.
And it basically entombs himself in it.
It looks like it, yeah. He's surrounded by it.
Yeah, to keep it going.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things that in the comics, Loki at some point becomes the god of stories, and that there's a chance that that might be where this goes, and that there's rumblings of like, well, maybe we'll get that as a show, and he tells random, you ought to style stories.
You ought to different. You ought to what now?
That was pretty good.
Wow, thanks. Wasn't expecting that.
The Watcher style stories. What you watching?
Watch the Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember where else.
You think live action or animated? I think animated.
You probably do. I would do. It's just like with What If. Like, yeah, it'd be great to see this in live action, but it's very not cost effective.
Right.
So animation it is. And then Loki doesn't, Tom Hiddleston doesn't have to dress up. He just has to sit in a booth in his underwear and be like, hey, I'm Loki doing this and shit. And here's a story. Bye.
Specifically in his underwear.
I would. Like Tom Hiddleston. Boy, howdy.
Let me tell you what, folks. He don't.
No, which is why I have clothes on doing this episode.
He don't.
Yes. I was hoping you'd say that. Yeah, I was looking for what else happens. So we have the TVA is tracking down He Who Remains variants. Mm-hmm. We see a picture and file from that movie you've never seen, Quantumania.
Ghostbusters, yes.
Yes, with Kang, and that a Earth 616 adjacent.
Yeah.
Which is the quantum realm.
Right.
Because it is in 616, but it's outside of it as well.
Right.
That they defeated a variant.
Yes, so no big deal. They got it covered.
Yeah. And then Mobius retires.
Right.
To live in the jet ski timeline, or just kind of like fuck off and see what's out there.
I don't know what his plan is with that.
I would assume he'll be back at some point, but in case Owen Wilson wants to not come back, they have an out. I guess would be the way that goes.
It's like, hey, kids, look at my twin brother.
Yeah.
You've never met him before.
B-15 becomes one of the TVA's leaders. Ouroboros reactivates a now friendly Miss Minutes, which seems dangerous but fine, and writes a new TVA handbook with Timely as a co-author.
Right.
In one timeline, Timely did not receive the TVA handbook in 1863. So there's that. They show him as a kid, and there's no book.
Right, yeah. Even though he looks at the window. Like, shouldn't there be a book coming soon?
It's breezy, but a little too breezy. Like, there should be a book there blocking some of that breeze. There's no book.
Somebody blocking that breeze with a book.
I'm just getting all breeze here.
You ought to put a book out there.
Yeah.
You ought to. Please continue. Sorry. Oh, he's really enjoying this one. Yuck. Folks. He hates gross. It and loves it at the same time.
But it essentially says that the Victor Timely timeline no longer exists. That's been defunct.
Right.
And let's see. In one time, Renslayer awakens in what appears to be the void,
mm-hmm.
and encounters what we assume is a Lyeth.
There's a G in there.
Oh, a Lygeth?
Goliath.
Oh, Goliath. from Gargoyles, the animated series. He's right up there, looking badass, leading the team.
It's true, folks.
I would love it. If I went to the void and saw Goliath from Gargoyles, the animated series, I'd be like, yes.
I'd shit myself. A gargoyle talking? Are you kidding me?
It sounds like Keith David, which is a haunting but comforting voice.
Okay.
He's also the president in Rick and Morty.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
And we saw a pyramid in the background. That's the thing I was going to say.
Good job. Proud of you. Because it's really big and like right there. When people say they didn't see it, I was like, really? Because it's right fucking there.
It is, but I think I just was looking at the scenery and it looked like a very pointy hill, essentially. Is that not what a pyramid is?
No.
The answer you're looking for is yes. You're right.
That's the answer you're looking for. Yes. Not me. Yeah, you're someone right. else, I don't remember who, was like, there was a pyramid there, and I just went, what? It's right fucking there. Like, it's not off in the distance. It's a pyramid.
It is off in the distance.
But it's also a pyramid. Like, even off in the distance.
It's still off in the distance.
Yeah, but the end of my sentence is, even off in the distance, a pyramid is the size of a large building.
Okay, yes.
That's like saying the Eiffel Tower was in the background, and it's like, yeah, but it's still a fucking Eiffel Tower. It's right there. Anyway, it is cool, though, because it...
What is this pyramid, Justin? Tell us more.
Well, if you'd go back to the History of Kang episode, you'd probably know what the pyramid could be. It's what's-his-face... That might be a Kang variant. Ramatut. Which, at first I was like, oh, well, because Renslayer, if I remember right, mm-hmm. from our History of Kang episode, was part of that timeline, I think. I don't remember. And so when I saw it the first time, and I noticed the pyramid, because it's a fucking pyramid.
There's going to be so many people. That was a pyramid?
Looked like a big triangle to me. A very perfectly shaped triangle.
What? If it's not a perfectly shaped triangle, it's not a triangle. Okay.
You're being obtuse.
You're an idiot. You're the worst. Oh. God, nailed it. I loved it. Give me some for that one. Okay.
Anyway, so there was a pyramid. It could be a significance of, like, that's where she meets Ramatut, but he's in the void, so I don't know.
He's in the void or the pyramid's in the void? Or both? I mean, the pyramid. The
pyramid, obviously, is. Yeah. For those that can observe the pyramid, it's there. For those that can't, it's not.
You're being obtuse. That was great. I hate how much I enjoyed it.
It's also a Shawshank reference.
So you're saying Ramatut is in the void, or essentially that's the plan is to get him in?
That's what I think.
Because I'm with you on that. Is I thought a route that they could take, but I don't think they will now, is that all these Kangs will be pruned. They will show up with Renslayer. And now, wait for me. Hold on.
Okay.
What if the other mid-credits, end credits, whatever, in Quantumania, is them in this void? Could that be a thing? Because I know they were showing up, like, one by one through doors. So kind of part of me thinks no. I'm thinking about it more. That I remember the doors.
Yeah. From Ghostbusters, too.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that... It's so... We don't know where that meeting place was. Mm-hmm. The way they made it look, because I just watched it, it looked like it was in the outside of time area by where He Who Remains was, because you can see the timeline in the background.
Okay.
I don't know.
Which was also in the void, where Renslayer is, right? So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's the end of the thing. The last scene is Sylvie and Dawn, who is Owen Wilson's character, watching the children from afar. Mm-hmm. And that's the end. And I had a quick comic fact. So in Journey into Mystery number 85, published in October 1962, Loki is introduced as the evil brother of Thor, who was locked in a tree by their father Odin centuries ago. So it's him being locked in that tree is a comic nod to his emergence in the comics, being in that tree. There you go. All right, let's get into the Kang Major's problem, because that was Loki season 2.
Yeah.
It was great. If you haven't watched it yet, sorry it just got spoiled. Go watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens next, because the real life problem is Majors might go to jail for a while. What I don't get is, even if he doesn't, how has he not been fired yet? I don't get it.
The only thing I can think of is that they really do believe that he is innocent, and they're assuming that the truth will come out.
Yeah, but
and he will be absolved.
And it's tough. I mean, we've talked about this before, because they jumped the gun with James Gunn. That wasn't supposed to be a pun. It just was. And they did it with Johnny Depp, which also ended up kind of backfiring.
I don't remember the Johnny Depp one.
The Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Yeah, I know the nonsense. Problem with Johnny Depp. What was he supposed to be? Oh, he's, you're not talking about Marvel.
Disney.
Okay.
Because he's Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be in something. I was like, what the hell is he going to be in?
I think they were talking about rebooting Pirates. And he was going to come back.
Okay.
And obviously Warner Brothers dumped him off of Fantastic Beasts, which I love you, Mads Mikkelsen, but I wish it had been Johnny. So maybe they were trying to not jump the gun again.
Yeah.
But it's such a different situation. James Gunn put out some stupid tweets years ago that were mildly offensive, I guess, but not that bad.
Right.
Like, they weren't racial slurs. It wasn't some horrible, I don't even remember what all it was. I remember it was just kind of gross.
Yeah, it was gross and like stupid and yeah, it's probably not something you want to be remembered for. If I tweeted those things and I'm getting into like a bigger role or something in any company, really, not even as big as his, I'd probably be like, yeah, I should probably get rid of this. This is not who I am anymore. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, he did it for shock and awe because he was a horror director trying to be gross.
Right.
Because he's a horror director and that's what he thought he needed to do. And they fired him over that, and then brought him back after he made the Suicide Squad, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so I get not wanting to shoot themselves in the foot if he's found innocent at the end of the day, but also, like, he's not accused for offensive tweets.
Right.
Like, what he's accused for, there's no middle ground there. Like, one, if he's guilty, obviously, done, because he's going to go to jail, probably. But even if he's innocent, which, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to come back from. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how does that not taint his reputation to the point where it's like, I don't want to associate Disney with this guy who was even accused of this?
Yeah.
That's what surprises me. Like, I don't know if he's guilty or innocent. Every time I read an article, I get pulled a different way.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
And I'm not on that jury, so whatever. Right. I'll accept whatever they decide.
Right.
But it's Disney.
Like, I know, yeah.
If you're accused of this, how can you want... Because that's the way people think. Even if he is 100% innocent and found innocent, and it is shown unequivocally that he is innocent, he will always be tainted as the guy who was accused of doing this. And most people, or not most... There are going to be people who will not believe he's innocent.
Right.
Just because he was accused.
Yeah. Or those people that only heard that he was accused of this and never heard the outcome.
Yeah.
And so just assume he's guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to Trevor Bauer. He's a baseball player. He's a very good pitcher. I think he was on the Dodgers. Similar allegations came out that he beat and all the sexual abuse and all that kind of stuff to this, I don't know, just some woman. I don't remember who. She's not famous or anything. And so the team cut him completely off. Like, you're no longer playing baseball on our team or any team. Baseball got rid of him. turns out that she made up the whole thing. It didn't go to court, but he was able to release the videos of her showing that she was planning to do this and all that stuff. So he was very innocent. It never happened. Yeah. But he still is having problems getting on any baseball team. Yeah. And he's very good.
Yeah.
But he can't get back on because he's tainted like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that don't know the truth,
yeah.
only heard the big story when it first happened,
yeah.
and so that's all they know. So very similar situation, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would have assumed at this point Disney would have already just cut him.
Yeah. I'm amazed that they haven't.
Yeah.
Just to get out of the mess of it, and I know they really hitched their star or wagon or whatever, mm-hmm. like hung a lot of hopes on him.
Yeah.
And how this multiverse saga is going to go.
Right.
The thing is, this is the perfect opportunity to pivot from that.
Yeah.
Because Kang is dead. He could not be dead, but he could also be dead.
Mm-hmm.
He Remains is gone. Victor Timely is gone. All these other ones, I mean, we just saw, some of us just saw Pyramid in the void. So that one could be gone. You could say, and the TVA is on the hunt for these guys.
Yeah.
You could say that off screen, or if there's a TVA show, you know, depending on whether you can get him to come back or not, but let's just say no more Jonathan Majors in anything.
Yeah.
Let's just say that as a, you know, hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that the TVA wiped him off of the map completely.
Right.
And then pivot to someone else taking over that villain role to take over the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a theory I had about it being Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Where basically my point was like, Doom wouldn't have acted if Kang was still around, because that's too big a threat for Doom to take on.
Right.
But since he's gone, Doom fills that power vacuum. And now he's the one controlling the multiverse, or trying to.
Right.
I also saw a thing. Apparently, there's a council of Reed Richardses.
Yes.
Which I didn't know existed, but apparently some of them are not very pleasant either.
Yeah.
And they do some horrible bad things, and that could be the thing. Yeah. Which, we got our first potential casting announcement of Pedro Pascal.
Love it.
As Mr. Fantastic. It's not 100% confirmed.
Yeah. Depending on what site you read it, it is.
Yeah, right.
But it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's
as not. Of this recording, it is not.
Yeah. He's close to signing, but it sounds like he has to figure out a schedule.
Yes.
Because he has The Last of Us, he's got Mando, which he doesn't even really film anymore. He just does the voice after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he really does.
It's true. That's not him in that suit
most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, after season one, that's mostly not him.
Yeah.
And then he had something else. I don't remember.
You said The Last of Us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he had something else going. I don't remember what it was. So that could be, there's options.
Mm-hmm.
You could, no matter what they go with, sorry, Kang could be wiped off the table by the TVA.
Yeah.
And someone else could take his place.
Yeah. And I get it, Marvel. You've already announced Kang Dynasty. Doom Dynasty sounds great.
It does.
Reed Dynasty doesn't, but no. You can find a different name.
Yeah. You could do both. Doom is trying to take over,
mm-hmm.
so Reed tries to stop him with his variants. His variants are bad too. It still leads to Secret Wars.
Yeah.
I think Doom makes the most sense, because you don't want to introduce a hero and then be like, oh yes, most of his variants are evil.
Yeah.
But just have it be fucking Doom.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah, and even if you really are stuck on Kang,
recast. Yeah.
You know, variants don't always look the same. Spider-Man. You've already done the variants thing with different actors.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that kind of screws you is the fact that you showed all of them in one place looking like him.
Yeah. Not everybody was there yet.
That's true. There's one that wasn't there. Who could be your Beyonder or whatever.
Yeah.
Who was too cool to show up at the meeting. And he's the one that wipes him out.
Yeah.
Or there's a version I've read where there's a variant of him that's Tony Stark. Bring back Downey. Ugh. And he's one of him is a Kang variant. I don't fucking know. But there's so many ways out of it. I don't see why they wouldn't. Again, even if he's innocent, which I'm totally willing to believe if that is true, mm-hmm. I will accept it. Just wipe your hands.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, he's like, been a great actor so far. Yeah, but
he's fantastic. I love Quantumania.
Yeah.
Mostly because of him. But
I know. It's a
no one
weird,
liked no one else liked Quantumania. Like, it wasn't a huge success. It didn't put Kang on the map. You killed him off for reasons I still don't quite understand.
Yeah, I don't
like,
and it was the last minute. I don't know. It might have been them trying to cover their ass for this. I don't know.
I don't know. But either way, they have the out. So we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. Like, I just want it to resolve itself in a good way.
Yeah.
The story. I don't care. Like, outside of the MCU, do what you
yeah,
must
if,
do.
Yeah, if he's guilty, then punish him.
Yeah, and if he's innocent, good on him.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fine. But I want this story in the MCU to resolve in a good way.
Right.
That I'm satisfied with. And it seems like there are several options that you could go with.
Yeah.
And say, Kang doesn't matter.
Right.
Move on.
Yes. It's fine. They've put themselves in a pretty good position here to pivot wherever they need.
Well, and I was thinking, like, they have stingers that are only specific to the shows, like Yelena going after Hawkeye.
Right.
If you haven't watched Hawkeye, that's just a thing in that movie that you go, huh? And then it's never mentioned again.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop just finally showed up again. Like, it's not that fucking relevant. You could say that, I mean, the other stinger was for Loki season 2, so they both were.
Yeah.
And the ramifications of that scene is the TVA hunted those fuckers down, and they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Done. Move on.
White pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We will. Yes. All right. Well, that was Loki season 2.
Yeah. And other stuff.
And extra for you. A little stinger after, mm-hmm. if you will. So if you want to let us know what you thought about that, please reach in. Or if you want to let us know.
Or reach out.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Reach out to you to reach in to us. If you want to talk about Loki Season 2, do it. If you want to talk about our next episode, which is Fantastic Four. The Silver Surfer.
What? He's gonna rise.
Yes.
And maybe by then we'll have our Fantastic Forecast. There's rumblings that'll happen around Thanksgiving.
And that is this week, folks.
Yeah. So.
So we'll see. So if you want to let us know your thoughts on that too, please reach in or out. Mm-hmm. However you gotta reach, do it.
Just reach.
You're like, how do I do that? Well, go to the website. WeAreMarvelPod.com. Find us on social media. We are Marvel Pod on all of it. Email us. wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. And when you're on the website trying to reach out or in, reach out to our other link, our merchandise page. You can pick a logo, turn it into a shirt, a mug, pillowcase, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to see it too.
Yeah. Take a picture and we'll put it up on our socials.
We will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll be our number one fan.
Mm-hmm. Maybe our only fan. I don't even know.
Hey. Then you're definitely number one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Sorry, Mom. Get out of the way. Reach out. We would love to hear from you guys. I think that's all we got, Justin.
I think
that's
so, too.
It. I'm done talking to you. That's not you, listener.
I'm tired.
Well, until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
And we are Marvel. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.